It's Tuesday, the 5th of August, 8 a.m, and it's a beautiful morning. Beautiful, mostly clear blue skies. Just those almost lightly brushed in opaque white clouds. Streamers almost. And the sun is out. And it's very calm. Exact opposite of yesterday morning. It's beautiful, pleasant here. It really is. What a difference. Again. So summer's not gone completely. And I slept right through last night. Never got out of bed once till the alarm went off at 7. I think that's maybe why I feel actually I'll be a bit clearer headed. Oh, it's a lovely morning. This is a morning to be up in the hills. To be waking up and sticking your head out a tent. Or a bivvy thing. Or a motorhome. It's lovely. So I'm feeling good. 5th of August. Write it down. Feeling really good. I have to be away very, very shortly. And I've gotten to a stage in life where I have certain times of the day where I like to call my own, if it's possible, of course. But in the mornings, one of those, and I kind of got myself into this 9:30 before I do anything. Not before I do anything, but you know. It's funny that's an important part of the morning for me, up till 9:30. This morning I have to be away long before that, and it's almost like being done out of a bit of my day, but needs must. I'm looking at the ornamental grass, which is incredibly still this morning, because there's no breeze at all. The only thing that's moving those blades of grass are the wasps, the flies. They're still crawling in masses all over this obviously wondrous food. But I may have figured out what it is, because those little white eggs, or off-white eggs that I thought were eggs, studied them yesterday under my spyglass. They're not. They are little aphids. Massive clusters on virtually every leaf now. And they're desiccating the leaves from the underside. And I'm guessing what's happening is that they're releasing sugars, which the insects are getting high on. That's the only thing I can think of. These aphids are everywhere. Yesterday on here, I spotted a little aphid lover. Well, lover of eating them, ladybird. But it was an orange ladybird. I've never ever seen one before. It's a beautiful little thing. There's only one that I saw. But I googled it. And that's what it was, an orange ladybird. So this voracious, rampant growing grass is providing food for all. Oh dear. What a lovely morning. This shows too mentally how it can affect you. Come out into cold and windy and wet. Or come out into calmness and sunshine and beautifully fresh air. A little dunnock scooping up the remnants of my muesli pack. You know, you're always, isn't it funny, huh? You know, cereal packs, there's always stuff gets inside the cardboard box at the bottom when you've finished. Something's almost enough for another bowl. But I put it out this morning. Raisins, nuts and all. Not much left now. Well, I suppose I've got to go and get ready. Get away and beat the... Well, probably too late now to beat the commuter run. The madness of commuter runs. At least the school runs off for another few days. I can hear the sun heating up the soffit around the house and expanding, creaking. When someone's alarm going off. Thank you. Almost wasted the tranquility of this wine. Almost. Blue tits are at the peanut feeder. I love those peanuts. Well, mind you, it's a squirrel proof one, so they're one of the few birds I can get in there. Beautiful, beautiful morning. The round berries, the yellow ones on this big tree beside the house. Oh. That's just... That's also being swarmed by hoverflies and bees. I saw a night looking up though. Must remember that. Look up, look up.